な。
Mess in this attic, lot going on, but there ain't no need to panic. Come on up and join, we getting wild, getting manic. Spitting truth for all you fanatics. Every week got something new to say. Ain't no filter, this shit coming straight from the brain.
It's coming straight from the brain.
Yeah, it's coming straight from the brain.
What's up, everybody? Today is Saturday, September 4th, 2020. It's odd that I'm coming to you on a Saturday, but hopefully your Saturday's going well. This is A Talk in the Attic, and I'm your host, Kirk Ross. Today's installment is all about friendship. You know, friends, pals, amigas, comrades, buddies, cronies, besties, homies, chums, confidants, the list goes on. I love going into full thesaurus mode, rattling off synonym after synonym. Hey, wait a minute. Is there no synonym for the word synonym? Anyway, one of the few activities that I like more than rattling synonyms off back to back, bouncing synonyms back and forth with a friend. If you're like me, then you've got all sorts of different kinds of friends. Friends from back home, friends from right here. Sober friends, high friends, friends who love beer. You've got true friends, yeah, I've probably got false ones too. Old friends grow distant while close ones seem new. Friends who buy in, friends who sell out, Facebook friends, well, I'm not really sure what that's all about. Text friends, talk friends who go dark, human friends and cat friends and friends who, well, bark. What's up, Newsy? Friends from all over, from work or from school. Friends who know jelly and friends from the pool.
Cannonball!
Whoa, sorry, what happened there? I went from talking about friends into full-blown Shel Silverstein for a moment there. Rest easy, Shell. Okay, basic ass and rhyme scheme aside, the truth is that friendship is what makes life worth living. Think back on all of your favorite memories. Visualize a moment in time when you felt truly joyful. Now pause. Stay inside the visual, but pause for a second and look around. I bet almost all of you are seeing your friends. Yes, spouses and kids and parents count as friends in this exercise. A few of you maybe even look back on a moment of solitude. Not my style, but understandable, I suppose. And at least one of you looked around in that exercise, and rather than seeing friends, you saw it. Cloaked, robed figures wearing Venetian masks like an Eyes Wide Shut. Which begs a couple questions. First, you mean to tell me that your favorite memory occurred at an Eyes Wide Shut party? And second, do you happen to know if there's another one of those types of parties coming up? I mean, not that I'd go or anything. You know, we're not those kind of people. But still, it would be funny to go, just as a joke, you know? And yeah, maybe I will stick around all night, okay? Maybe I will refuse to leave until I've been inside each and every one of you at that particular party. But that's my right, isn't it? Okay, weird sex/murder mass aside, even an Eyes Wide Shut guest list is filled with friends. Filled with friends who have been, are being, or soon will be filled with friends themselves. Group sex, people. Talking about group sex, weird parties. Okay, have I hammered that one home enough? Moving on. Today's episode isn't really about friendship so much as it is about friends. Well, one friend in particular, if we're splitting hairs here. This particular friend is a friend who some of you already know. He's someone who became a friend of mine through my love life, actually, through my wife. That's right, this is a friend who I met as a result of partnering up with Jessica. Maybe some of you also have a brother or sister-in-law that you met through your significant other that you're really close with. Well, today's episode is all about my brother from another mother, one of the best dancers I know, a guy who you can't help but feel happier whenever you're in his presence, a truly positive and infectious personality. I'm talking about... say it with me now. Billy Flats.
Who?
Billy Flats.
Who's Billy Flats?
Billy Flats is the cardboard cutout that I made of Jessica's brother, William.
Oh, okay, so the episode's really about William then.
Is the episode about William? No, why would I make an episode about that guy? This episode is about Billy Flats, the cutout itself. He's awesome. Everyone loves him, honestly. In fact, when I rank the best things to come of my relationship with Jessica, the top of the list is, well, Jessica, duh, but right on her heels is my friendship with Billy Flats. The cutout, yes. So some of you seem confused, especially if you're listening instead of watching. So now would be the time that I should implore you to switch over to YouTube for the video version of this particular episode, because Billy Flats, while great in high fidelity audio, is really more of a multimedia experience. Trust me. Pause the audio, but not until you've listened to these instructions, of course. Pause the audio, open up the YouTube app, maybe search for Eyes Wide Shut if you have to. Maybe go to patreon.com/atalkintheattic and support this operation directly even. But before you get too sidetracked, stay in YouTube and watch this episode there. Because this episode is all about Billy Flats. But before I can tell you about Billy Flats, we've got to start the show. So let's start the show.
Billy Flats was a man with a bounty, was stiff as a boy. He just kept laying flat, even though he was 1 foot four. Well, he's laying flat, lay so flat, such perfect posture.
A brand new bastard called Billy Flats, and he's so fly. He's just a cardboard corner, but let me tell you, he's such a good guy.
So Billy, he just kept dancing, cause festivals are fun. His head's a little bit short, but did you see his abs and gun? So raise the roof and walk it out. Get your pelvis ready, cause you're about to be thrust in the night away.
I've got a brand new bastard called Billy Flats, and he's so fly. He's just a cardboard cutter, but he's really, really such a great guy.
Now somewhere in the old Woodward area, Detroit, there lived a young boy named William Raphael. And one day his friends all agreed to go to Breakaway, a music festival in GR. But Will didn't like that. He said, I've got to work those days. In his place, I cut him out a cardboard raised hand so that he could still dance. Well, William Raphael rings a dinner bell. Well, Flat Billy plans to get silly. Flat Billy come, tight abs and flex guns, to make your girl rethink her choices. Cause your girlfriends, it seems, Billy Flats did make cream, embodies exactly what Will does. Well, he danced and he bobbed, and his left shoe was robbed.
Hey, what did I see,
but Billy Flats didn't let that stop him.
Keep this thing going, what do you say?
For he persevered.
Whoa.
And kept thrusting his rear.
Ah.
Hands up, everybody, this is a hold down. Well, Billy's dancing.
Billy's dancing.
And he's grinning a grin.
Always grinning.
Without him, this whole crowd would slow down.
We need Billy.
Cause concerts are fun.
So fun.
But you shouldn't be stunned.
Nuh-uh.
To hear that friends are would make it all worth their
love our friendships.
Hey, I'm Billy Flats, it's me. I'm singing real high pitch because I'm only 1 foot, three or four, I don't know. I'm like 16 or 20 inches, but my head is like a 7 3/4. I got toddler proportions and man strength and the good vibes that my actual human spirit Will gave me. And honestly, I'm wondering, would you guys like me better?
Now the doctor came in.
Ooh.
Asking where'd Billy'd been.
Who's this guy?
He was holding his left foot and ankle.
Ouch! That actually hurt a little bit.
He said, Billy, you met your match. But Billy said, Doc, it's only a scratch.
And I'll be better, Doc. I'll be better, Doc. Now just let me party.
Woo, let me party, please.
Well, old Billy Flats.
That's me.
He then got in some spats.
What you do, sir?
He was drunk, he was stomped, and creased into pieces.
Ah, he's got my shoulder feeling better, too.
But Billy's spirit lived on. And we all had such fun. In Billy Flats, we trust he's just like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Oh, wow, I couldn't help but notice there, Kirk, that you, likened me to Jesus. That's kind of, you said it, not me, right? But back to that topic I was thinking on earlier, do you think there's any chance that maybe you guys like me better than the real Will? Because, let's face it, he costs admission to get into places.
I'm sorry, Billy Flats. I don't know how to tell you this, but we're going to stick with Will.
You're kidding me.
We love you, Will.
What about me?
Billy?
Mm-hmm.
You're cool, too.
Okay.
Your head's a little big.
What's that supposed to mean?
And I mean that both on a circumference basis and from an egotistical level.
Really?
You got a little aggressive egotistically. Okay.
What's one example of that?
Well, what's an example? Well, I mean, we found you dancing at the disco ball.
Yeah.
In the backyard at 4:30 a.m.
And so?
We had made it very clear that it was time for bed.
Okay.
You included.
Yeah, right?
Well, I don't think Will, I don't think real Will would have necessarily done that. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I just
because he respects boundaries,
oh,
Billy.
Well, you can suck on this boundary. Yeah. Take that for boundaries because I'm made of cardboard.
No, it has nothing to do with the fact that you're made of cardboard.
Fucking
that. That you're lower maintenance.
Yeah, exactly.
That actually improves it for me.
Okay.
It's not that. At first, I actually was thinking at some point in this whole thing that you might replace Will.
And I just couldn't come through.
And that made me nervous. So.
Well, I guess it's Will then. Peace out, y'all.